So, there's kind of an interesting dynamic out there in terms of PARP inhibitors that we've observed because we deal with different kind of tumor types. And you have the ovarian model, which is really platinum followed by PARP maintenance. But then in breast cancer, most of the trials have been monotherapy. And when I first saw the POLO trial, I was thinking, oh, that's great because a lot of people kind of like the ovarian model. But then I started to hear people raise objections to the trial and what it means because, quote, there wasn't a third arm, which just had continuing with chemotherapy maintenance. And you kind of alluded to the issue of trying to figure out when to stop the chemotherapy. Some of these docs are not, seem to be that interested in even using this strategy. What do you think about sort of that response to these data?
So I think that the patients who have a BRCA 1 or 2 mutation, they need to receive a platinum-based treatment or, in my opinion, a PARP inhibitor. They need one of those drugs to stabilize their disease and maintain the disease. Obviously, you have a fraction of patients who don't respond, not to either approaches. However, the majority of our patients, we have the option to have a good response to that strategy. And I don't know, but I haven't been able to leave patients on platinum-based treatment for years. The toxicity profile is just, it's just debilitating.
I've heard people say they would switch to FOLFIRI or even 5-FU alone. And then, maybe if they could use a PARP inhibitor or olaparib later on as a single agent therapy. What do you think about that approach?
So we gave, in the POLO trial, olaparib was given as a single agent. It wasn't given in combination. It was given as a single agent, but it was given post-chemo, so post-platinum use. But I think that in the background of pancreatic cancer, which in the majority of our patients, even when they have a BRCA mutation, is a very aggressive disease, if you're putting your patients on a not effective treatment for too long, they escape very quickly. And once their mechanisms of resistance start, sometimes to get a response to a platinum or to a PARP inhibitor is much harder and not always evident. So I think that the opportunity to put a patient, when their tumor is still responsive to DNA damaging agents, to put them on a PARP inhibitor where there's no time limit for how long they can be. I've got several patients in complete response now for several years. One post 7 years and two post 4 years now and a few less than that. But also it's the kind of thing you just don't see in pancreatic cancer. And platinum is a brilliant drug. It's a really, really good drug for BRCA patients. However, I just can't keep patients on for 3 or 4 years on a platinum agent. And then when you start compromising and putting them on treatments that are less effective and less DNA damage repair specific, that compromise normally gets the resistance mechanisms up, from what at least I've seen.
For patients who've already had platinum and progressed and are found to, let's say, for example, have a BRCA germline mutation, what do we know about single agent response rates?
Very low. Once your tumor has developed resistance mechanisms to platinum agents, the chances of responding to a PARP inhibitor are very, very low.
What about the possibility of combining a PARP inhibitor with chemotherapy? There was just some data presented in ovarian cancer with veliparib combined with chemotherapy. What about that approach in pancreatic cancer?
So we have upcoming, we have, when we also participated in the study that Elena Riley led for Memorial. So that was veliparib with cis and gemcitabine in an advanced setting. So we'll have the data from that trial to inform us if that is a better treatment option in pancreatic cancer. So just going forward, it's thinking about like a staggered approach, giving a few months of chemo or several long months and then switching to a PARP inhibitor, or kind of bring it all together up front.